Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market is 9:01 a.m. Eastern Time, December 22nd. Merry Christmas, everyone. We just recorded the weekly updates, about 30 minutes, and we'll post that in a few minutes. At any rate, the market topped yesterday for a level 4. It's swinging lower relative to the futures into a level 4 bottom, ideally due today. Maybe it can spill over into tomorrow, but we don't think so. So we think there's a chance they'll be back to buying on Friday. Now, the overnight market is off 30, so that's a bit concerning that they would be willing to be that aggressive here. But there are some Santa Claus rally people that were actually looking to buy today, that they thought today's the better time to start that Santa Claus rally. So we may learn that this creates a gap lower here, and the cash traders, day traders today buy it and put it back up. Checking here for news to see if there's any reason for to sell it off. Doesn't look like so. We've had some good data here from businesses here, Netflix and FedEx and a few others, and it kind of got them excited. But I will say I'm a little concerned here compared to what I just said in the weekly update of why they want to sell this off 30 points here this morning. But for the moment, the best forecast is somebody just getting a little too carried away, and we want to focus on the idea that it can bottom today after all and still rally next week. So as we zoom out, we believe the lowest price of the week is not only just a level 4 bottom, and now we're going to get another level 4 bottom, and these level 4s are going to zigzag mostly higher into next week because of a level 3 bottom place this week, and we think we nailed it to the day, okay? And we think there's still higher prices coming, and when it takes out the overnight high in the futures, it could easily go back to 4,000 on up to 40-50 or something like that, okay? So we'd like to see that kind of a rebound if they can put the brakes on and not sell this all the way back down to the low of the week, okay? Now, we also believe that level 3 trend can move up in the next week, then it might have to back off. But we also believe the low of this week is a level 2 bottom that suggests even though the market could top for level 2 next week, and we've got problems all the way into February into a more important bottom, there's a possibility a future level 3 and maybe even an additional one, tops that is, can actually put this market higher in January. And that is our better forecast. We don't know how hard to push this. We're kind of thinking this market may be trapped in a range with a floor price of 3,800 to 3,700 all the way into February, and with a cap or ceiling at 4,000 to 4,200 all the way into February. And then after February, we get into a better bull market for the rest of the year. And the reason is this may relate to the Federal Reserve and what they do in February in terms of raising rates. And what is inflation going to do now into February? And I update you in a weekly update. I show you my favorite inflation chart, my favorite firm that is putting out this data. And I really think there's a chance inflation's going to fall at a faster and faster pace all the way into February. And I think the bond market's going to wake up to this, keep interest rates on the soft side, not truly going much lower than what we've already seen, but it's low enough. And eventually, I think the Federal Reserve could very well be over and done with in February. The problem is, will we scare people along the way here and they get it wrong? If this market goes much lower than I realize, stays down all the way into February from now, I think we're going to learn people made a big mistake here. Okay, so what else to watch here on the S&P 500 cash? The low of the week is 3795.62. Below that, you have to consider it can go down to about 3748 or something like that. I don't think it's going to do that. Okay, that's the best forecast. But I also know yesterday is a tiny little gap in the 3830 area. It may have to go all the way down there, then turn up. So what I would watch for is, yes, they're selling it for the level 4 interweek downswing that can end today. And then next week, tomorrow, put it right up, and next week, even put it up. So what you want to watch is yesterday's high in the S&P 500 cash at 3889.82. If it goes above that, I think it should at least rally to like 3930s to 3960s. And maybe next week and on into January, we'll find out it gets back to the upper 39s to near 4,000 to fill a gap, and maybe it'll do better than that. So watch yesterday's high is a sign the Santa Claus rally can work and it's moving higher. And I think there will be some Santa Claus rally people getting on board today. They want to buy this dip, okay? Whereas I made the call a couple days ago and it's looking correct. Others, for some reason, wanted to wait to today to really get started on this Santa Claus rally. But just keep in mind, yes, it could dip down into 39.30s, but not be all that bearish. But if it starts dipping down to 38.12, not looking good for us. And then watch the low of the week, 37.95.62, would be a sign we've got some problems and complications here. This could be a struggling market into February, and a better bull market is March into the end of the year, no question about it. But we just can't rule out this market can still be higher than today looking out into January. Now let's just see if they'll give us a bit of a Santa Claus rally into next week. Let's see if they're going to buy this overnight dip in the futures. And I am a little puzzled why it wants to be this much off here, 30 points. Maybe the bonds are rallying more than I thought here. Let me get back here and see what I can find on the bond market quickly here. Actually, I got the bonds off on the interest rates here. So a little puzzled what they're doing, but I'm still going to try to give them a chance to rally into next week. For the U.S. stock market, past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Thank you and have a good day.